Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We previously learned of the importance of reading the dua. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Another very important form of dhikr that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. In fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has referred to it as one of the treasures of paradise. And that is la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla means there is no power. I have absolutely no strength and no power to do anything and to overcome any challenge or any difficulty except through Allah. Illa billah. Only with Allah on my side. What is the benefit of this? There are many benefits. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, it is a cure for 99 illnesses that a person may suffer from. And the most minor of those sufferings is depression. So one experiencing depression should recite this excessively. Very effective. Person is going through depression, going through anxiety. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Repeat it as often as possible. It is a means of alleviating the depression that one may be experiencing. Secondly, there was a sahabi who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he complained to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about his son who was taken captive by the disbelievers. And he says, Ya Rasul of Allah, they have imprisoned him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah excessively. So if anyone's experiencing this type of a difficulty or going through a very challenging time in life, another very effective means of having the difficulty alleviated is by reciting La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the father, send a message to your son who is in captivity and tell him also to recite it excessively through this recitation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow him to be released and his release will take place very quickly. May Allah grant us understanding.